Now this one starts under a fine bliss, with happiness and a divine kiss. A loving home, including three kids, when all was well before the sickness. But this one comes with an affliction, consulted doctor with condition, and he found cancer in position. Now he brings dreadful premonition. Now I don't know from superstition, at times when a soul has to turn to religion. But this young woman was faced with decision, had to fight in a war of attrition, and how to cope, and how to try, and how to reach, and how to rise, and how to live with her remaining time, and how to hope for something she can't find. Never in her mind ever did it climb to a place where her will was resigned. Faith so high they could slow down time and turn these years to an endless shrine. But this is certainly a misfit, and it sure hurts to have to heed it. Cause she don't need no one's forgiveness, she just needs something to fix this. Sure with the cure to be received, and she is ready to be relieved. Now there's nothing left to do but breathe. Now I can't speak from in the family of fame, like I know firsthand their misery. Cause how could a father just ignore? His family of five will soon become four. And how does a woman tell her husband to hold on when times get tough and she's left and long gone? How does a mother tell her daughter to be strong for two younger brothers who have shuddered to move on? And it's so damn heavy the weight's on. It's too unsteady to ride on, but he's determined to pull through this terminal worldview and come out a brand new. And no husband should have to bury you, cause we all know that it can bury you. Your warmth is felt and we do cherish you, know you're in our hearts.
Don't.